Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another episode of Jesus Plus Therapy Sis Podcast. This week's community partners are Bridget Pritchard, licensed realtor of EXP Realty, and Destiny Love, therapist with Love & Associates LLC. Make sure to follow them on all social media platforms. Like, share, subscribe, and follow Jesus Plus Therapy Sis Podcast on all podcast platforms, and make sure you hit that notification bell to be notified of all new episodes.
Hey, 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 welcome to another episode. We're so excited y'all came back. Last week was, it was deep.
Heavy.
Listen, you were so vulnerable. I'm so proud of you.
Listen, let me tell you something. Pray my strength in the Lord.
But while I was listening to it, and you cussed me out like several times.
I did.
Yes.
Ooh, I gotta go back and listen to it.
Didn't cuss, but you did. Like, I knew what you were saying. You was like, when we talk about you sitting in the car, you was like, you know what you can do? In Jesus' name. You're not gonna cuss me. Like, that's what we're not gonna do.
Do it in a heartbeat, though.
Listen, get your life. Like, let the Lord use you in a whole nother way. Like, let Him deliver you. Like, for real, for real. Like, you need a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Like,
listen, the Lord is still yet working on me.
Oh, you need the Lord.
He's still yet working on me. And I realized that I don't even take it for granted anymore. I just know that He's yet working on me, and I have accepted that.
Well, you continue to accept that, okay? You continue to live in this sentence. But listen, I'm excited about tonight's topic. I need to know, wait for it.
INDEPENDENT.
You didn't even let the beat drop. You let the beat drop. You know the beat got the job.
That used to be my theme song back in the day.
For the saints and the ain'ts, are you an independent? And you ain't got to be an independent woman. Like, are you an independent individual? And so tonight's topic is, are you so independent that your independency has become toxic? Is that right? Yes. Are you so independent that it becomes toxic? I cannot talk tonight. You so independent that it has become toxic?
Trauma independence.
Come on, trauma independence. Hey, and there is a such thing as trauma independence.
Talk about the counseling side of
why she needs coach, y'all. Oh my gosh, she needs coach. So, what is trauma independence? Trauma independence usually stems from the rejection of a parent.
Doesn't matter which one, like maybe.
It doesn't matter which one.
Really?
Mostly mothers, but it doesn't matter which one. There's always going to be a trauma independence.
It takes place. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. So do you see, I know, you know, you're pretty much, you have a disclosure agreement that you can't, you know. But do you see more men or more women that have or that suffer from trauma as it relates to their independence or men?
Ashley, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's equal.
What?
It's a tie. It's a tie. Even though society shows women, It's both the men and women.
Wow.
They just don't ever, for a man to be independent, it looks like success. For a woman to be independent, it looks like oh, she got issues, she got this, she got that going on. It's negative, right? Mm-hmm. And so when it comes to a man's independent trauma, it looks like he's extra successful. When it comes to a woman's independent trauma, it looks like she is an angry whatever.
A mad black woman.
Or yeah. Angry, you know, the black the B word.
Angry. You know that too. Mm-hmm.
So
it's interesting to know, because I always thought, you know, society tells us that women are hyper independent. They tend to be hyper independent. So to know that it's pretty equal, that's mm-hmm. interesting.
We have just as many single men, non-married with no kids, as we do women. We just don't see them as often. They're still unicorns now. Like, don't get it twisted. There's still some unicorns out there, right? But yeah. And most of them are independent.
Hyper independent.
Hyper. I know one in particular, personally.
So do you think that, because I say I'm independent. I'm very independent. However,
yeah, yours is becoming traumatic though.
Yeah.
Yours is a struggle. I just be like, I had to pray. I had to go, Lord, help me. Yes. Ah. I had to go into the hymn. I had to go into the closet. Here, I had to go before the throne like a deacon at a Baptist church on his
I'm a deacon. Yeah, Lord. Like a deacon. We come
in
to
a Baptist
you.
Church.
Father God. No, they say Father God.
They do.
Father, yeah, Father God. God. We thank you, Lord, Father God. Anyway, so I just, you know, I never relate my independence to trauma. I just felt as though, what's the right way to say this? That I knew I could, I can't depend on anyone else to do it. So who better than to do it than me? Mm-hmm. So,
correct.
I didn't see that as me being independent as trauma. So there is there a clinical diagnosis for, no?
Mm-mm. Maybe we can put you somewhere, but it's not a clinical diagnosis.
I think I could get a check.
That's specifically related to independent trauma. So going back to what we talked about last week, mm-hmm. imposter syndrome could be categorizing independent trauma too.
Wow. That's heavy. I wonder, do the people who are who have accomplished success or who are independent, do they even relate that as them being that way because of trauma? Like, can you name some attributes or things that would kind of drive us to react out of or go into that independent behavior?
Rejection, abandonment, consistent and persistent discouragement. And these are mostly from intimate relationships.
So it's repeat abandonment. So you maybe feel abandoned from your parents,
mm-hmm.
and you get in relationships and they abandon you as well. And then maybe friendships or whatever, they abandon you. So it's compound situations.
Oh,
that's a lot.
So things that show
you have independent trauma, lack empathy.
You lack empathy.
You can be sympathetic, but you can't be empathetic. And there's a difference. So sympathy says, oh my gosh, I labor. Oh my gosh, your mom died. I'm so sorry to hear that. Empathy says, oh my gosh, your mom died. How can I help you? Oh my gosh, I know you're going to have to process through this. You know, I'm here for you.
It just brings so many people to mind. It does.
A lack of empathy is like one of the major things. Second thing is lack of security. Like there's always an insecurity. Insecurity and trust issues.
Sure. I count my money at the ATM in front of the camera. Don't play me. I do have trust issues because I don't even trust the bank.
Insecurity, trust issues, failure to allow people in. Like they don't do teamwork very well. Like it's a struggle for them to do teamwork. It's a struggle for them to create consistent connections.
So they're loners.
They're not loners.
No.
They're fakers.
Ooh.
Like they know that if they find themselves alone in public or in a social aspect that people may talk about them. So they fake interactions, but behind closed doors, they can give a tuta and a kuda about people.
Oh, Lordy. That's funny. So how do, I mean, because I never relate my independence as a form of trauma. So mm-hmm. I always thought that being independent was a good thing. It isn't until as of late that I've realized that my independence is a problem, especially being a single Black woman in today's
society. Say it again for the people in the back.
A single Black
with an extra K.
In today's society, it is really I ain't gonna say it's a problem, but it's an issue of being independent. As of late, I've realized that independence is ghetto.
You say independence is ghetto?
Yeah.
Why did you say it's ghetto?
Simply because I know what I was created for, and I know what I was created to do. And I realized the more that I dig into the word, especially reading the book of Genesis, that I wasn't designed to be independent in the way that I am.
My God, come on, Robert. The Lord will answer prayers. Do y'all know how long I've been trying to tell this half of this?
Yeah, you got to read the word for yourself.
No, but we did a whole Bible study on this, and you still didn't do it. So like, I'm just trying to figure out.
But revelation comes in time with wisdom. And so I've learned, like, God didn't design woman to be so independent. He designed her to be a helper, a helpmate. And really, man was designed to carry the load. And the more I realized that while I'm, you know, I realized it more as, you know, bringing in groceries by myself and having to
pump gas,
hang up curtains and drill bits and shells. And like, honey, that is ghetto. God did not design me to be out here laying pipes and wood and what? Cutting grass and
sis, no. Why is you out here doing all that hard labor? God really designed us to be delicate creatures. Huh? And you out here cutting grass?
I'm trying to hold in my laughter.
Try cheese. I just want to, nowadays, I just want to see him look pretty. I watch you do the hard work.
Liz?
I watch you cut the grass. See, you want some lemonade, sweetheart? Okay, let me go get you some lemonade. You want me to hand you a nail? I will go and get you that nail, sir.
Liz.
You want me to go to the store and walk around Lowe's with you and look pretty? I will walk around Lowe's with you, sir. But me, who? That's why I just don't. Independence is ghetto.
Listen, independence plus being the only child is super ghetto. Listen, I be like, who's gonna say? Listen, somebody come get somebody love my mama besides me, cause I'm done. Cause she'd have got on my last nerve. Okay.
Going to the grocery store, doing all the shopping, coming home and still having to carry that case of water in the house. Ghetto.
Listen, before my neighbor told his ACL, I would text him and be like, what you doing? Hey, can you come help me with this water in my car? Yeah, when you want to. Girl, he would meet me outside.
I wish I had a neighborhood.
Listen, but you so independent, you can't find one.
Listen, let me tell you, I thought about putting it in Google Translate, can you help me with my water, so Google can speak in Spanish for me and be like, and they come help me put my water in the house, but that's too much. I just carry the water.
Listen, but if you get it in Google Translation and you do it often enough, you can start learning Spanish.
Girl.
And then you be bilingual. And then you
hola, ¿cómo estás? Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y tú?
You said, hey, how you doing? I'm fine. Thank you. My goodness, the people.
Listen, I tell women all the time now, like, independence is ghetto. Being independent is ghetto. I want to be a dependent. Carry me on your taxes. I don't want to be head of household no more. Look, I want to be a dependent. Dependent me, sis. Please. He need to carry me on his taxes. I don't want to be head of household no more. It's ghetto. It's whack. I'm tired of being out here having to do all this hard stuff.
Listen, you so fatty.
Had I known that, I wouldn't know. I depended.
So let's really talk about, because we ain't trying to keep the people. Oh, I know they laughing. I know. Let's talk about some Christ tips on what independent trauma can get you. So I have a person in the Bible who I feel like would be great. That we may not. They had a little short little. They had a cameo. I mean, we hear about it. And then, so Lot's wife would be a great person when it comes to independent trauma. Okay, so can I break this down for y'all? Because I love breaking mental health and using biblical people, right? So we know, if you don't know, for the ain'ts. So this story about Lot. So Cynthia's going to figure out where this story takes place, where the Lot story takes place, why I tell the story. So by the time I finish the story, she can give you the scripture so you can go look it up for yourself. Okay. And it's my favorite story because when they portray it during Easter time on National Geographic, baby, I be tied into this story, right? So, like, it's like the story of all stories to me. Like, this is the story. I just be like, man, y'all gonna really show this for real, right? Okay, anyway. So, Easter time, National Geographic does a perfect job at this story. Okay, so summarization. This summarization, go look it up. Cynthia is looking up the scripture where the story of Lot and his family starts. Okay, so she's gonna look it up. I'm repeating it so she can know this, what she's
in Genesis.
Genesis what?
Genesis the 19th chapter.
Okay, through the what chapter?
We need to read the whole chapter.
It's the whole chapter, the 19th chapter is all Lot, even up to the day. Okay.
When she turns into a pillow of salt.
Okay, cool beans. Okay, so cool. Okay, Genesis 19th chapter. Y'all go read it. I'm about to summarize it for you. Give you the message version. So, Lot, right, is a descendant of Abraham. He's Abraham by this time. He was Abram when Lot left him, but now he's Abraham, right? And so Lot is living in this land of called Sodom and Gomorrah. It's like Vegas on steroids, right? Like Vegas. It's Vegas on steroids. Come, I've never been to Vegas, but to all the stories I hear, like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What happens in Sodom and Gomorrah stays in Sodom and Gomorrah, okay? Which is why a lot of people like Vegas is the new updated Sodom and Gomorrah. Anyway, so Lot and his family go through this. They're cool, but God says, listen, I got to destroy this city. Like, they can't live no more. They doing too much. Like, they have sinned to the point it's becoming too enjoyable for them, and they're not turning back to me, right? They're enjoying their sin. So I gotta cut the head off. I gotta cut this root, uproot this root. And mind you, God don't mind starting all over, okay? Okay? Mm-hmm. He got a lot of stories where he started all over. So he doesn't mind starting all over. So he tells Abraham this, and Abraham says, hey, wait, before you do that, my people over there, I don't need you to burn my people up. God said, well, if I find somebody righteous, you know, I won't. God doesn't find somebody righteous, but because of Abraham, because of Abraham, Lot finds favor with God. Okay. So God sends some angels to get Lot and his family out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, why he is trying to get Lot and his family out of Sodom and Gomorrah, there are some neighbors that so happen to be men. And these neighbors come banging like they're about to tear down the door like the police in today's And they don't want Lot's daughters, who are beautiful, okay? They don't want Lot's daughters. They want the angels, huh? And the men, they say, can we get the men that came here? Like, to the point, they want to kill anybody to get to these men. Okay? Where the angels get Lot and their families, and the only instruction they give them is, do not look back. Don't look back. But likewise, got a couple of independent questions. Cause she been in Sodom and Gomorrah for a minute, and she like, why I can't look back? I mean, I'm leaving my whole house, huh? My whole life in the city that we got married in. I'm leaving memories, my family, like I'm leaving some stuff. And you telling me I can't look back. And just say, come on, let's go. God about to destroy it. You cannot look back. Here is the crazy thing.
I ain't never thought about this story like that.
Lot's wife knew who Lot was. Even though Lot was in Sodom and Gomorrah, it was something different about Lot. And Eve and Lot had introduced his wife and his family to God, the God of his fathers. And yet, when these angels came with the message, we've come to rescue you, because God is about to destroy this. Her independency turned on. And she forgot the story of God, Lot, the God of Lot's fathers. And that's how they say it. Like, this is the God of your father, whomever, right? So they forgot. She forgot this whole story of how what God is capable of doing. And she created a sense of independency at this moment. So they leave the house. And she's having this conversation because now her independency has kicked in. And she asked a lot in the angels, why I can't turn back? And they just like, keep moving forward. If you turn back, you're going to turn into a pillar of salt. Okay. Well, I guess she didn't believe him, or she was just like, I'm going to do this my way.
I'm good.
I got this. I'm a look back. And she looked back and she turned to a pillar of salt.
Lot's wife was black.
She probably was because of location. She probably was a sister. Okay. Anyway, so she looks back, turns to a pillar of salt. Let's fast forward. So they escape. They get to a place. They in the cave because they hiding because the people may be looking for them.
The feds.
Listen, and so now we have to deal with the fact that his daughters now have taken on an independent spirit. I ain't gonna tell you what they did to their dad.
Child, you read the story, you don't know.
But you need to read the story, okay? And you'll see how their independency created trauma, not for them, but for the people attached to them. So what's the moral of the story? Sometimes your independency may not create trauma for you, but it will create trauma to the people attached to you.
So how do we heal it?
Listen, that was the Holy Spirit right there. That's revelation. Okay. I might have to preach that. So if y'all come to C2 Nation and y'all hear that sermon, pretend like you, I need y'all to pretend like y'all ain't never heard it before. Okay. I'm going to write that down for real. Let me write that down.
That's generational trauma.
Right. That has passed on from generation to generation. And mind you, my God, today, that was good. Like, that blessed me. I'm sorry. I had to take notes on that. Like, let me put that in my nose. My God. Just when I'm ready.
You were so missed. I'm not going to play with you. Listen.
It makes you wonder,
was Lot's kids with them when they were running from Sodom and Gomorrah? So they had to see somebody do, they had to see her do that, her mannerisms, her actions, because we always tell our children, do as I say, not as I do. And we don't realize that they learn according to how we live, not just what we say. And so for them, once you turn to the pillar of salt, one, I know they had questions like, where's my mama?
Well, they were kind of grown.
But still, what happened to how did my mama just turn like that?
Because she was disobedient. I mean.
But I think that's a note for every parent out there to know that your behavior speaks louder than your words, you know.
Most definitely. So how did you ask me, how you heal it? Come to Jesus.
Everything is go to the Lord.
Go to the Lord in prayer. Go to the Lord in prayer. Independent trauma is nothing but pride on steroids.
Ooh. I know you learned.
Independent trauma is nothing but pride on steroids. Mm.
So while you're praying, you got to bind the spirit of pride and release with the spirit of humbleness, meekness,
self-control, long-suffering.
Ooh, suffer long, huh? And still remain kind. Come on, Corinthians. 13th chapter.
The fruits of the spirit. Come on.
Ooh, that's good. Folk don't like to suffer long.
They don't.
Oh, shout out Bahia. Yeah. I felt that in my shundo.
I felt it because that's something we still constantly doing. That's why she felt it, y'all. She still dealing with it. You know, that's how people do. That's how the saints do. When they feel something, that's because they still dealing with it. They're like, well, I felt something.
Look, I am still killing pride in my life. It is something that, child, it rears back up every day.
Why are you making this ugly face? that's your pride killing face
every day. And I have to kill it. Was it Paul who said I die daily?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He dies daily.
So I have to kill pride daily.
I think we all have to kill pride daily, but independent trauma people, their pride is on a whole nother level. Their pride says, no, you wrong.
Nine times out of 10, you probably is.
Lies you tell. Nine times out of 10.
And then we'll say, my intuition.
Or you'll justify making wrong mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
You'll justify it. And then be like, had it not been for...
Ooh.
had they not did
blame shifting
all day, every day.
Had my mama not.
Had my daddy not. Had my boyfriend, baby daddy, wife, baby mama, sister, brother, auntie, uncle,
all
grandma, granddaddy. Who you gonna shift the blame on? Come here, Eve. Eve had independent trauma. But here's the kicker. So this is my theory, y'all. This is not the Bible. This is my theory when it comes to Eve and Adam. Adam was so busy walking in the cool of the day with God that he forgot to talk to his wife.
Hello.
I mean, we are never...
keep going.
So it goes back to what I said at the beginning, what causes independent trauma, right? Abandonment, rejection. So Eve created an independency that created trauma for a lot of us who are believers. If you're not a believer, Come on, be in the family. But anyway.
Come on in the room.
Yes. Okay, but no, seriously. But because she became abandoned by Adam, right? It caused her to become more independent on Eve. More dependent on Eve, which made her independent instead of a helpmate. So she went from helping to dependency. All in one breath.
Being dependent on herself.
Right. But by being independent on herself, it left her open for attack of the enemy.
Oh, Lord. I want to be dependent, but make me dependent upon you.
Yes.
Let me specify the dependence, because honey.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't want to be out here depending on Cynthia, because Cynthia lets Cynthia down sometimes.
And Cynthia's not the author and finisher of her own.
Of her faith. Girl, you better come on with this word. Hello? And that's for a lot of women out there.
Let's not just label women. Let's label anybody. Because a lot of times that's the problem. We label us, but we don't give credit. Bruh, that's you too. Dude. Huh? And I say that with attitude because I got some brothers and I be like, so you gonna call me? You want me to go to prayer on the fast, 21-day prayer and fasting now that you did your plan to work. Now you want me to go in tongues. Now you want me to speak in the spirit and give some interpretation. Now, that's what you want now. You gonna wait till everything hit the fan. Now you want me to be more tongues. Hey, Kororo Shata, God said, no! I'm sorry. I got a whole attitude. My bad.
But that's how people are. They wait till the house is burning and say, hey, can you pray for me?
No. Can you go call the fire department? No. You shouldn't have left the eye on because I told you not to leave it on. Unplug everything. I'm sorry. I felt that in my shundo. I can't stand. And I'm talking to the brothers because that's what I get. I get the brother side. I got two. It very independent. No, I take that back. My whole squad independent. Some of them are very traumatically are becoming traumatic independent. Oh, but they ain't gonna, guess what? My squad ain't gonna even admit it. Because guess what? They think that creates strength in them.
That's pseudo strength.
That's BS strength. Yeah. I said it was going to keep it PG-13, then say PG. I be so sick and tired of people. And you don't realize how that's traumatizing to the person who had the assignment. Here's the thing. You being independent and traumatically independent, you literally hinder another person's assignment, destiny, and reach.
Go deeply in that, please. For 500, Alex.
Listen, when you lack your ability to give space to dependency, you literally hinder someone from growing who's attached to you. So you so busy being this one man or one woman show that the person who needs to grow from what you have can't grow because you're too busy being a one person, one man, one woman show.
Ooh.
So the person who's supposed to carry your, who's supposed to be your runner, right? So let's go back. I know y'all be like, they all over the place. Habakkuk 2:2 says, write the vision, make it plain so others may run from it. You trying to write the vision, you trying to make it plain, and you trying to run, but that wasn't your part. Stay in your lane.
Ooh.
So you being so independent in the trauma of your independency now keeps that runner from running who's supposed to be able to help you carry your legacy. So now you on the altar crying and screaming because you heavy and you depressed and you anxious and you this and you that. In reality, that's a self-inflicted wound.
It's your fault, sis. It's your fault, bro.
Bruh. Listen.
I can tell that really aggravates you. It grinds your gears.
Okay, Family Guy. Yes, it grinds my gears.
Oh, yeah. I understand now. And I'm realizing as I get older, being traumatically independent is not cute. It ain't cute. And I am really trying to work on it. It is something that has been hard. very hard, but I am really, really trying to work on it. You know, being a allowing people to, or being able to say, I need your help. I need your assistance. I've taken this as far as I can take it. This is too heavy for me. Things like that, that kind of try to make you feel weak. I kid you not, it makes me feel weak to say I need somebody. Give me the shakes as I said it. But I've learned that that is a part of being vulnerable, and it allows me to step into what the world says the feminine role, quote unquote. I wish y'all could see my quotes.
These air quotes she's been using all night. But also, your independent trauma literally is a whole consistent intentional disobedience to the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and she knows my favorite scripture when it comes to being dependent is Ecclesiastes 4:9-12, where it talks about the ultimate goal of a relationship with another person is that if one falls, there's someone to pick you up. If you're cold, there's someone to keep you warm. And that three-strand cord is not just for marriage.
It's broken.
That is for relationships in general. We use it as a marital quote, but that quote, that scripture is for all relationships. That you should have solid relationships with like-minded believers, right? That's kingdom. That's literally the epitome of what kingdom looks like. You be the head, I be the hand, or you be the eye, or you be the mouth. Whatever part you play in the body of Christ, it cannot be broken because we're connected to God. But if you have independent trauma, guess what? It literally creates a broken cord before you even tie it to the other two.
That's good. I like the illustration. That's good.
So now what should be a strong three-strand cord is now a iffy or finicky cord. You got two parts of the cords that are strong. You got one part that's trying to be the other two cords. Why being in its lane as well?
Are we talking about, or you can even use the illustration that you gave with the body. You got bodies now with 3 feet and right. 4 legs.
Right.
6 eyes.
Right.
Because we won't allow people to perform their assignment in the earth.
Correct. And in our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, you keep asking God to make room. I love Jonathan McReynolds when he says, I want to make room for you. But in order to make room, I got to make room for the people that you're going to send to me. But I have to have discernment at the same time. Yes, have discernment. I'm not saying you don't, because a lot of people are like, well, I can't just let everybody in. You're right. You can't just let everybody in. But leaving everybody out don't make you no better either.
I tell women all the time, the same brick wall that you build around yourself to keep harm from coming in is the same brick wall that will keep the love, the joy, the peace, the whatever out as well.
Right.
So you got to get your discernment up, sis, bro. Get your discernment up. Get your discernment up. Okay. I had to get that little Cardi B in there. Okay. All right. I'm okay.
Okay, so we gonna give y'all Let's give them 5 tips. We like 5. 5 is a number of grace. You need grace when independent trauma. Okay. 5 tips. Tip number 1. Stop glorifying your independency.
That's good.
Give me your time to write it down. Let it soak in. Stop glorifying your independency.
Because it's ghetto.
Commentary. The angry. You my anger translator.
Listen, it's ghetto.
2. Step 2. Don't allow yourself to be caught up in worldly acceptance when you are a God child.
That's good. That's good. Know your identity, sis, bro. Okay.
So don't let the world applaud you for something when you're a God child. 3, make sure you watch your language.
That's pivotal.
If your language is saying independency, you need to ask God to renew your vocabulary.
Monitor your confession.
Watch your communication. Four, don't allow yourself to be caught up in the same cycle of your independency. Cycles create insanity. Insanity creates lack of productivity.
Do something else. Sis, bro. Other than what you was already doing. Okay.
5. Ask God to help you become a better friend. In order to have a friend, you must show yourself friendly. So, because you've been so independent for so long, it may be hard for you to establish relationships. So ask God to make you friendly. Become a friend so you can have a friend. Relationships are pivotal when it comes to this journey called life, especially when it comes to this journey called Christianity. From Genesis to Revelation, God is always going to talk about a relationship.
Relationships are currency. You probably broke because you mean.
I love it! You broke! You ain't got no currency! Over here looking like you swole. You faking. You faking your riches.
Okay. Okay.
But broke as a joke, as the people say.
Listen, I would say what the old folks say, but I ain't gonna say that.
What the P is, the save old folks or the unsave old folks?
I think they unsave.
Oh, no, let's not. We already got in trouble.
You know about the pot. The pot in the window? Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Them the unsave. We'll leave it alone.
Let's not say that. That's close to R. That's we gonna keep it PG-13.
Oh goodness. This has been a great episode. We hope that you guys don't just hear the knowledge, but you apply the knowledge, because that's the only way that you will see the fruit of change in your lives. Amen.
Amen. Listen, we appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank you for getting our numbers up. We were at, like, I think 13. Now we're at 92. Ooh. So we appreciate you.
Yes, we growing.
We growing, girl. Listen, thank y'all so much for, and that was not my real laugh. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Remember to like, share, subscribe, hit that notification buttons every Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. I know y'all supposed to be in church, but on your way to the house. I mean, if you're not in church, if you're a Seventh-day Adventist, come on here and listen to us. Share, like, subscribe. Why are you looking like that?
Because I'll send an extra question, but I'll wait till you get it.
Oh my gosh. Y'all have a great day, morning, night, evening, whatever time it is when you listen to this. We truly appreciate you. Don't forget, Jesus plus therapy, sis. Bruh.